I'm Gail Carson Levine, and I write for kids. And I write for kids from age 4 and up. I have one picture book. Most of my books are for kids 8 to 12. But Ever is a little older than that, and there's a big range. Most of them are fantasy. Writing Magic is my nonfiction book for kids about writing. Dave at Night is historical fiction. And that's what it is.
And how did you end up becoming a children's writer?
I'm a kid's book writer because of the wonderful books I read as a kid. I never wanted to write fiction for adults. I didn't start writing until I was 39, and I didn't get published until I was 49. So it took me a long time to figure it out. But now I have 16 books and 4 more coming out. So it's been productive, and it's been absolutely wonderful. I feel like I'm one of my own characters, and I've stepped into my fairy tale.
What were the books that most inspired you as a writer when you started out?
When I started writing, it was books about writing. For example, Writing on Both Sides of the Brain, Bird by Bird by Anne Lamott, Becoming a Writer by Dorothea Brand. As a kid, I adored Peter Pan by James M. Barrie, the Anne books, Anne of Green Gables, and so on. Louisa May Alcott, Bambi, Heidi, the classics. A lot of the wonderful books that kids read today were not written when I was little, but I was a huge reader.
Where do you get the ideas for your books? It seems like they're mostly, a lot of them have sort of a fantastical element to them.
A lot of the ideas come from fairy tales. They come from the illogic in fairy tales. Fairy tales are very mysterious, and when you start to take them apart, they don't make a lot of sense. So there's a lot of place to embroider in fairy tales. For example, in Sleeping Beauty, the prince falls in love with a young woman he's never met before. And when he does meet her, she's asleep, and all he knows about her is that she's pretty and she doesn't snore. And yet he kisses her. So, and I start with that kind of a leap of logic and try to figure it out. So that's, some of my books come that way.
And do you have a book that's your most recent contribution or something that you're working on right now that you're especially excited about?
Ever is my most recent novel. It's a fantasy that takes place in a fantasy ancient Mesopotamia. And it's a little bit older. It's for kids 10 and up. I have a third book for Disney coming out in June called Fairies in the Quest for Neverland. And in August, Betsy Red Hoodie, which is a second picture book that follows Betsy Who Cried Wolf. And then next year will be A Tale of Two Castles, which I'm really excited about. It's a fantasy mystery, and it involves a girl and a very brilliant dragon. And then in 2012, I have a book of very mean poems for kids coming out. And now I'm working on a second fantasy mystery. So I'm busy.